Hello, this is Jessica O'Reilly. I am a sexual compatibility and relationship expert, and I'm helping couples to be more compatible one conversation at a time. I'm here today to help you to invest in your relationship so you can stave off boredom, resentment, and ultimately breakups and divorce and live the best life possible. Now, like everything worth having, a happy, lasting relationship takes work, and sexual compatibility is something you create, you build it. It's not something that you find or stumble across because you and your lover's stars align. Getting naked can change your life and save your relationship. It is time to get naked now, depending on where you are. Now, I grew up in a household in which sex definitely wasn't something we talked about, but nudity was kind of loosely embraced. My parents didn't flail around naked, thank goodness, but they didn't hide their bodies either in shame. So I never really received any messages growing up that being naked was dirty or shameful in my home. There were definitely times where I think I was hoping my dad would hide his body in shame, like when I had my boyfriend over in grade 9, but that really wasn't the case. Now, outside of the home was totally different, of course. I grew up in Toronto, Canada, which isn't exactly known for its beaches, so nudity and near nudity really wasn't an option for me. I think I definitely pushed the boundaries a little, maybe a lot, in high school with my clothing options. But other than, my halter tops and push-up bras and skirts that rode up when I walked, I'd never really considered what it meant to strip down and get naked in public. Now, that all changed on my first trip to this magical kingdom called Desire Resort in Mexico. So this was a clothing optional resort for couples only. So when I first arrived at this resort over 10 years ago, I arrived with my husband. Almost everyone was naked, everyone except the staff, of course. The guests were either totally nude, near nude, or they were wearing heels and only lipstick and belly chains. I was mid-20s at the time. I was much younger than the rest of the guests, and I think I was definitely in good shape, thanks to some good genes and not so good habits. And I definitely thought I felt really confident in my skin until I saw all these naked women strutting their stuff without a care in the world. And being with my husband at the time, the way he was reacting, he was also mid-20s, very, very attractive. The way he was reacting to these women was this revelation to me that confidence is everything. So these women, these naked women, were at least, I'd say, on average, 15 to 20 years older than I was. I was probably closer to the body type in terms of what magazines and television shows dictate as our standard of beauty, but my self-confidence paled in comparison to theirs. These women in their 40s were owning it. They seemed perfectly comfortable in their skin, and I wanted to be just like them. So, what else to do? I stripped off my clothes, totally nervous, and I'm not sure how to explain it, but within 2 minutes, everything in my world changed. And I know that sounds absurd, but that moment will be with me forever. Once you strip down, somehow the playing field is even. You're just human. There are no labels. There's no nonsense about dressing for your body type. I hate that type of advice anyway. You're just naked in the sun with the ocean breeze and pretty much no self-consciousness. So I think for me, the fact that the women who were older than me, mostly heavier than me, more stretched, less taut, but so much more confident and ultimately hotter than me was really key. My husband was in heaven, so there were plenty of men there. He didn't even notice, but I don't think he was just so enthralled. And I was so blown away by the fact that he was into all these different shapes and sizes and ages. And that's what gave me this huge confidence boost, that it wasn't about being young and fit or slim or any of those things that I was. It was the way these women carried themselves. So I know that I could have looked at it differently. And I know I could have been threatened by the fact that he was appreciating all these sorts of bodies, but it had the opposite effect. His reaction really made me believe that I'll be attractive and sexy for years and ultimately decades to come. Since that moment, any fear of aging, at least aesthetically aging, that I ever had, totally evaporated because I got naked in a group at a relatively young age. I think it helped me to realize that my self-consciousness was holding me back, not just about my body, but about myself. So I admit I'm definitely still self-conscious. I work in television, it's inevitable, but I know that every year I get older with every little line and every little crow's feet and every little stretch mark, I know my confidence is just growing. And I always think back to those women and to the way my husband reacted to them. Now, the other piece, this wasn't just about changing my life and the way I look at sex and the way I look at bodies, but it changed the way I felt with my husband. The security I feel with him was totally transformed on that day. He was entirely reassuring in terms of helping me to feel comfortable and sexy, but also, and here's the key, totally honest about the fact that he was really digging all of these other naked women. He wasn't pretending that I was the only woman in the world. And I don't think our relationship or our sex life has ever been the same since that day. So it's time for you to shed your clothes and shed your inhibitions. My husband remembers that day pretty clearly too. He was definitely more intimidated by the clothing optional component than I was. And if you ask him, he'll say that I just walked in and ripped off my clothes and that it wasn't a thing, but that totally isn't the case. I was nervous. I was hesitant too. But his story from the male perspective and my other half is different. So I thought I'd let him kind of tell it himself. So I have him here. Say hi, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So you were the one about 11 years ago who wanted to go to this clothing optional resort in the first place.
I was.
You wanted to go to Desire. So what made you want to go to Desire, this clothing optional, kind of sexy place, and what made you want to go in the first place?
I can tell you that I have no idea what brought me to that website. However many years ago it was, I was intrigued. I was curious. And I think it was vague enough at the time that I couldn't decipher whether it was clothing optional or if it was lifestyle driven. It was just an erotic environment in the heat. And I wanted to get away with you. So I thought, why not check it out?
Yeah, it's funny that you were the one who really wanted us to go there and prompted it, and I wasn't as keen.
Until we got there.
And then I got there. So yeah, you walk in, everybody's naked. They're definitely all sorts of body types, but everybody's putting some effort into the way they look, which is nice. So do you remember what you thought when you first walked in? When we got to the beach and everyone else was naked and you had to take off your, not had to take off your bathing suit.
I didn't have to, but you kind of feel like you should. There's no pressure to do it, but you definitely feel like you should. Would you not agree?
Yeah, but tell me how you felt when you were going to strip down for the first time.
Honestly, I was terribly nervous. I was afraid. I was beyond afraid. I think I spent more time in the room during the day that first week when we were there than I did anywhere else. And that's my issue. That was my problem. Everyone else that was there was very, I mean, they certainly seemed to be very comfortable with who they were. And that over the course of a week, that became a very infectious attitude. It was very empowering. You felt great about who you were. You saw other people feeling great about who they were, whether they were big or small, or, you know, socially attractive or unattractive, whatever you would say they were comfortable with who they were.
So why were you nervous? Like, let's really break it down.
Like any guy, why do you think I was nervous? It's about how do you look when you're naked? It's like the water was cold that day. So there's no question that, yes, I was nervous because of how I looked, but that was my own issue. And I was, full disclosure, I was terribly nervous.
Okay.
It was just my appearance.
What were you most afraid of?
It's almost like a judgment. You were afraid that people were going to judge you. And then you take the plunge, you strip down, and you are naked, and you jump in the water, and then another person comes up to talk to you, and they have a great conversation with you, totally normal, really easy going, and that's it.
You forget that
you're
naked.
And you forget that you're naked. Well, you don't completely forget that you're naked, but you certainly, it's not as though you're sitting there eyeing one another and literally sizing each other up. Not at all. If anything, it's a really warm and welcoming environment where you have nothing to, you actually have nothing to hide.
And in terms of penis size, because we, you know, this was over 10 years ago, over a decade, where we had this life-changing moment, but we've been back dozens and dozens of times. Mm-hmm. So do you still, like, you haven't said penis size, but I'm going to say
I
it
haven't
for you.
Well, that is ultimately what I think most guys, unless they're tripods, are probably most nervous about, is the judgment component. But once you realize that it doesn't matter, and you get over that fear, it's such an incredible environment to be in. It is.
So what did you learn about yourself at Desire?
I learned that I'm still nervous getting naked, yeah, even 10, 12, 14, 15 years later.
Yeah.
I learned that, you know, people are, it's not just about how you look, it's about how you carry yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You made reference to me being attracted to different shapes and sizes and ages, and there's no question, I definitely have a new, I gained a new appreciation for all different types of body types, if you will, after that trip. And it's not just about who's the tightest or who's this or that. It's about how do you carry yourself?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of, I'm not an energy kind of person, but what kind, I guess I am. I mean, what kind of energy do you give off? Do you carry yourself? Do you have a positive attitude? And that positive attitude makes you a sexier person.
Mm-hmm. And this isn't to say that you don't care about the way a woman looks.
No, not at all. But, but a part of it is effort. A part of it is, you know, I make an effort for you. I make an effort for me, and I make an effort for people that I meet every day. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I didn't.
Do you show them your six pack?
I don't have a six pack, but I'm working on it. But the truth is that I do care about how I look, but it's not the only thing that defines me. And I think that was a huge eye opener for me at that resort, was just how sexy and how comfortable people were when it wasn't just about your physical appearance. It was a part of it, but it certainly is a part of it, but it wasn't the only thing.
Okay, I want to ask you from the male perspective, this is one of the few places where women really express to you how they respond to the way you look, right? When you walk down the street in a city, if you're in New York, if you're in Toronto, women aren't stopping you and saying, wow, you're gorgeous, or I want a piece of you. But at this resort, it was a different experience for you. And as a hetero male, a lot of you go through your entire lives never being the object of desire, right? Everything is teaching you how to get women, how to seduce a woman, how to make her comfortable, how to make her feel loved, how to make her feel sexy. Where is the part about making men feel sexy, and how did your experience there play into it? Because I saw a new man.
Did
and we
you
were
really?
Young. Yeah, we were just, like I said, we were mid-20s, but I saw a new man after our visit to Desire.
I went about the better part of my life, at least until my 20s, not really feeling, or perhaps not being aware of when women were really hitting on me. And I think now I may have been a bit naive, but I don't think men in general, the majority of men, are not ever desired. Women rarely desire men, or perhaps express
That's the key.
Express that desire. I think that's what I was trying to say. And there, it's exacerbated, it's exaggerated. Women and men are allowed to express that, and not in an uncomfortable environment, in an environment when it's warranted. So if you were out at the club in the evening, it wouldn't be uncommon for a woman to come up to you and say, you know, you look great, you look hot.
Oh, they say more than that.
They may say more. I'm trying to keep it G-rated here on the radio, but it was definitely a different type of environment. And it feels great to have people tell you that you look good.
And I'm going to tell you, it makes me feel like I have to step up. Because if all these women are expressing their desire for you, that feels great, right? That's a confidence boost for you. That's a turn on for you. And as your wife, I'm like, I better show my desire for him and not leave the ball in your court, not leave sexual initiation all to you. And that was a lesson for me as well.
But also, you know, to flip the coin and say, you know, my responsibility is not to dwell on that for the entire time. I have to recognize that, yes, that may feel good, but at the end of the day, like, I want you. I want to be desired by you, and that's a big reason. Yes, and I desire you. And it feels good to be wanted, but I think you have to, you know, also express to your partner that, hey, it's great. I'm wanted by somebody else, and it makes me feel good, but at the end of the day, I want to be wanted by you.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean, I really wanted to focus on the nudity part, and I took us off track, but just to close up before we get rid of you, why is getting naked in public such a life changer?
You know that this is going to change things, right? People are just going to go into the street now and get naked and hope that their desire.
They're not going to do that.
I hope not.
This is a controlled environment.
In a controlled environment, I think it's empowering. I think that it forces you to become comfortable with who you are and feel good about it. I think that in a lot of ways, society shames us for not being perfect. And that's an environment where you go and you see people who aren't, who have a lot of imperfections and are quite okay with it. Yeah. And we all have that.
And so they're culturally deemed imperfections, right? It's not like, because I hate that. Like people, you know, anytime you go to a stylist, they say, oh, well, you're small here, so we've got to accentuate that. Or you're big here, so we need to minimize that. Why? Why do I need to minimize it? Why do I need to, I'm part Asian. Why do I need to make my eyelids look bigger? That's always what the makeup artists are showing me how to do. Maybe I like my eyelids the way they are.
And maybe I do too. So I think it forced me to be comfortable. It forced me to recognize that you can be sexy and be old or young or big or small. And that was a real eye opener for me, was just how attractive some of these women were when they owned it, when they owned who they were and were confident with it. That confidence is terribly sexy.
And one day you can be on the podcast and maybe we can talk about that particular woman that I know you have in mind. So
yeah.
Thank you. So folks, I mean, I know I've got my husband Brandon convinced, but you know, I'm here to tell you that getting naked in public is going to change your life and boost your self-esteem. Now, I guess I should be clear, because as Brandon clarified, it's not about going out into your neighborhood right now and getting naked. You're doing it in an environment where everybody consents to the nudity. You know, all across the world, cultures celebrate nudity. The ancient Greeks exercised in the nude. The Romans dined, drank, bathed, philosophized in nude bathhouses. The Japanese and Finnish enjoy their nude baths, hot springs, and saunas. And nudity has been a part of cultural and religious ceremonies throughout history. But in North America, we shroud our bodies in shame. And it is a shame, since nudity has the capacity to reduce stress, to boost body image. Today, I read a study of 12,000 American adults. And the study concluded that body image is among the most important components to life satisfaction. The way you feel about your body can determine how you feel about your entire life. For men, it's the second most important factor, just behind financial situation. And for women, it is the third most important factor. So body image is important, the way you feel toward your body. Research at the University of Northern Iowa discovered that nudists have significantly higher body self-acceptance. So get naked, folks. Another study found that teens at a New York nudist camp, I know, were freaked out by the idea of young people being nude, but they're extraordinarily well-adjusted, happy, and conscientious. And here's another really interesting tidbit I came across. Getting naked is good for your attitude and tolerance levels. At the University of Central Florida a few years back, a study concluded that students who were considered pro-nudity were significantly more accepting of other religious groups, accepting of LGBTQ folks. And when you compare that to the anti-nudity students, those who don't believe in being nude, they were less accepting of other ethnicities, people who are LGBTQ, and other religious groups. Now, you might be thinking, oh, you got naked, Jess. Maybe you think it's easier for me. Maybe you think, oh, I'm younger. Or maybe you think, oh, she's skinnier than me or heavier than me or whatever it is you want to be. I don't know. But that is my point. Once I stripped down in front of the group, I immediately stopped comparing myself. And I felt like once I was naked, people were more accepting of me. It's kind of weird. Even people or women who maybe on the street would judge me and judge my clothing choices or be intimidated by me, they were more welcoming, more accepting, and warmer when I was naked. Now, I don't want you to think that I have no body image issues. I do. I can think back to when I was in grade school and I was being taunted for the way my body hadn't developed yet. I still receive messages every week that remind me that people, the public, hates how I look. I get messages on Instagram about how my mouth is weird or my nose is weird. I'm perfectly fine with them. But don't think it doesn't affect me. I've been told that I should get Botox around my mouth. Sorry for smiling so much. I've been told that I look heavy on TV over and over again. On one side, I get all these critics, and on the other, I take flack from people who attribute my success and achievements to the way I look. So you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. And thinking about the way I look, I just find it exhausting. So I don't. And the more time I spend at these nude beaches around other naked folk, I know the better I feel about myself. And it has nothing to do with comparisons. Getting naked in a group will change your life. It can save your relationship. You need to get naked now. So, how do you do it? Let's break down the steps. I'm going to give you some things that you can do on your own, some action items. The first is a visualization. Picture yourself naked. Visualization can be very powerful. It has been shown to be an effective tool to improve confidence and performance for athletes, actors, even prisoners of war. One study, this was so interesting to me, found that thinking about lifting weights produces similar brain patterns to actually lifting those weights. So we can apply the same principle to visualizing yourself naked. Let's do it now. I want you to picture yourself out in the sun, around a pool, surrounded by naked men and women, all types, and you just drop your shorts or drop your sundress or drop your bathing suit, and you stand there naked. Close your eyes. I will shut up for a few seconds and picture yourself naked by the pool. All right. So you can do more of that to work yourself, work your way. I'm going to give you that again. So you can do more of that to work your way toward being comfortable actually getting naked. Number two, soak in the compliments and give lots of compliments. That giving and receiving compliments activate similar chemical reactions in terms of releasing feel-good hormones. Remember, our brains have been programmed to reject compliments. Think about it. The last time someone complimented you, you likely rejected the compliment, you let it roll off without a thought, and this needs to change. The next time you get a compliment, repeat it to yourself in your head. Three times, not out loud, people will think you're a little off. Or write it down. I have some clients who keep a compliment jar We need to soak up the positive messages about our bodies and about ourselves in general to compete with all the negative ones we receive. Next step, get naked on your own in front of the mirror first and just look at yourself. Learn to like yourself. Now, for some of you, these are no-brainers. They're going to be very easy for you. But if you're finding this more of a challenge, start with 5 seconds in front of the mirror, okay? And work your way up to 2 minutes. I want you to do this tonight, even if you start in a dimly lit room, and work yourself all the way to standing in front of the mirror for 2 minutes in the bright light. Other steps. Baby steps. Incorporate games. Maybe you play a little bit of strip poker. Maybe you're not ready to get naked at the nude beach, but you'll wear a thong. Maybe you're not ready to go all out and go to one of these resorts, but it's late at night. You're up at the cabin, the chalet, the cottage. It's dark, and you go skinny dipping. I know for many people, their first experience with public nudity happens in a hot tub. So try it at night or in the dark. And then finally, you're going to put yourself in this playground. You're going to go to one of these nude beaches. You're going to check out a place like Desire Resorts. You'll actually feel uncomfortable in clothes when everyone else is naked. And it's okay to cave into the pressure to force yourself out of your comfort zone. It's time, folks. It's time to take your clothes off right now. Now, if you're not home or you're in a space where you simply can't for legal reasons, make a note in your calendar to get naked tonight. I can assure you, I am stripping down as we speak, practicing what I preach. This is Jessica O'Reilly, sexual compatibility and relationship expert. You've been listening to Sex with Dr. Jess. Thank you for tuning in. And today's show has been brought to you by Vigorman by Greenish. Vigorman is halal, kosher, veggie certified, gluten-free, and dairy-free, a supplement approved to support the physiological and psychological components of male sexual health. Thank you, Vigorman. And to the rest of you, tune in next week for a frank discussion of sex clubs in your local area. Until next time, be nice and get naked.